Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It's Wednesday. It feels like a Friday, but it's Wednesday. December 17th, 2025.
Yeah, how's it going?
It is going. It's another one of those days where it's cold as hell. Well, it's not as cold right now as it was yesterday, but cold. Yeah. And then, you know, by the time we leave here, hot.
Yeah, I know. It feels nice. Well, it's still cold and windy, but, you know.
Hot.
Could be worser, as they say.
Worser.
I feel really bad for the roofers out there.
Oh, my gosh.
Out working on the roofs.
Anybody outside? Long maintenance, being out there all day.
But up on the roof.
Yeah, you get the wind.
Even Santa Claus, when he's up on the roof.
Roofs.
What about the back of a trash truck? I know you got short distances, but still, it could get windy back there.
Yes, windy. Like in Chicago, where it gets cold and windy.
Chicago.
Santa Claus is up on the roof.
You drink your Malort, eat your Polish sausage, and pull for the bears.
Let's get some Italian beef, huh?
It's supposed to be like the greatest food city in the country, if not the world.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's the reputation it has.
What's the big restaurant to go to?
Is it called Chicago Steakhouse? I'm going to have to look it up. It's one players talk about a lot. Like St. Elmo's in Indianapolis. Jug talks about that one, too. That's a real famous one.
Shoot. You know, the one, Paige knows, my favorite one in Vegas. And people, they're like, oh, really?
Chicago Cut, that's what it's called.
Watch your mouth.
What did you call me, you son of a bitch?
What? No, I said that's where we're going to eat. Now get down off the roof.
The roof.
Why don't you come up here and get you some of this?
Well, bring me some ice water.
Almost confused it with a strong Iowan, a little Midwestern Iowan accent.
Oh, man. Yeah, God, I love that, too. Like Mill Hills down here, up there, Burroughs.
Wow.
You know? But down there, pointing toward Mexico, Burroughs, a donkey. Isn't it fun, this language?
I don't think I would like it if I had to slow down and enunciate every word in an accent. It's easier if you're Southern, it's fast, nobody can understand it, and it's just... Yeah, what you doing, man?
You're referring to like Northerners?
Yeah, they really hit the, they slow down and get the words out. I don't know if I like that. Except for Bostonians, that's not, those aren't really words.
No. They're Massachusetts, right? I mean, Massachusetts. Massachusetts.
I mean, I hate to quote Louis C.K. because he rubs off in front of women and other people that don't see it.
With seafood, right?
But he did say Boston's not an accent. It's just people saying words wrong, which is a great point.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's like you Long Islanders, you put an R on everything. I dear.
Roar.
Roar. Going to watch Roar.
Did you watch Roar last night? No, man, I couldn't. I had to go to her recital.
Oh, man, that sucks. Yeah, did these little kids sing you little Christmas songs?
Jeez.
The little jingle bell, jingle bell.
No, they did a manger scene. I had to get some hay, you know, made out of straw.
A straw. Menager. The Chicago one's fun. That's a fun accent.
Oh, do your Chicago accent. Do you do a good Chicago accent?
I don't know if it's good, but it's like a, it's based off of the SNL bear sketch. So.
Oh, yeah.
So a little, it could be a little over-exaggerated when we talk about grilling out with some onions, some brats, and going to watch the Bulls.
The Bulls.
The Bulls, the Cubbies.
The Bears.
The Bears and the White Sox.
Now, that's when they I've heard lots of Chicago-goes. Is that what they're called? Chicagoans.
Chicagies?
Chicagos.
Chicagos.
I think I believe the original pronunciation was Chilago before the honkies came in and took over the
those
land.
Those damn honkies. Yeah.
That's what happened in Milwaukee. It was pronounced something totally different.
Yeah, yeah.
We ruined it with cheese and beer.
Well, it gave Laverne and Shirley a job for many years, and the people make foam hats. They got a new idea there with the Packer hats.
You let us Peckerwoods take over.
The Peckerwoods come in and
cheese hats.
Like next thing you know, God bless.
I got a little bit of feedback over the weeks over Peckerwood. People seem to like it.
It's one of those you got your three levels of white slurs.
Yeah.
And that's one that a lot of people don't know. They were not aware. Like they were called one time and were offended, but they're like, oh, it means I'm white? Oh, thank you. Or whatever,
I don't know how people would approach that if I said, I just think you're the biggest pecker what I've ever seen. And
well, am I naked?
See, this is like...
You said take off the wood.
Never mind.
They would like it if you said it. But if we say that, they're like,
God, what a big pecker you are.
Hey, chill out, man.
Yeah, I know. That's a...
You're like...
Peckerwood.
Yeah, my...
What's in your huge tumbler over there? I need to
very know. Important to have that word
nothing
after.
Nothing in there.
Yes, very important to have the. Yeah. It's like the old thing I tell people. I can call you one. Wait a minute. I can call you one, but I can't talk about yours. I can call you one, but I can't talk about yours, Paige.
But only to a certain extent.
I'm lacking in one, yeah. So you can talk about mine all day long.
Well, do that on the midday. I want to come back after Christmas.
Applying that logic, I still couldn't say the C word. Like, no. You just couldn't do
I don't it. Even say the C word.
Like, some words you just can't say with it.
Well, generally, unless you
little,
really...
little kids, when they're trying to say Count Dracula, accidentally say the other, and that's cute, and their mom will get mad when grandpa laughs really hard at that, because he'll say, what's he thinks funny? And then I'll have to... say the word in front of the kid.
But they'll video it.
That was my life I just explained to you right now.
Oh my goodness.
During it. Yeah, because I was grandpa and he was a vampire. And then...
Grandpire. Forget about the grandpa.
The trials of...
Yeah, I was grandpire.
It was grandpire.
Great. It was awesome.
Does he still want to play like Dracula after Halloween?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. God. Oh.
It's not over yet.
I should not... I've... Just now, finally, after... year-wise, like I think 28, 27 on the radio, I think. And I'm just finally realizing I don't need to tell everything.
Mm-hmm. Like to keep it personal, right? Keep it private.
Well, yeah, but like it's so much easier for me to just speak my piece, say what's going on. And I hate filters. I understand certain filters. I hate coffee filters, for instance. Air filters, no. I'm talking about filters of language.
I hate being shown my air filter every time I go get my oil changed.
I know. I'm like, dude, I'm a guy. I ain't going to fall for that.
Like, I bought it from you last time. I don't care if it's got a whole forest in there.
I'm offended.
I don't want to pay $50 right now for an $8 part I can get later.
Because I don't think my car gets that dirty.
Oh, they got some tricks to it. Just like the battery checker.
Is it the same one? Like, do they have one down there? Like, the old one that you replaced last time, and just keep it there and make you think it's the same one every time?
Or he's got one, because when that hood's open, you don't see everything. So he might have one on his oil rack already.
Yeah.
I called him before the battery check. He's like, well, you're a 50% battery health, it says here. I'm like, I just bought this yesterday, and that's what happened.
You had just bought the car the day before?
The battery.
Oh.
So I'm like, that's a new battery, Hoss.
Well, it might be your cables. We got some of those for you.
Like, yeah, quit trying to work me.
Like, the only thing that would make those places better if they just sold gas. Like, if I could drive up through a thing and some dude would just stick his arm up there and pump the gas, and I could just hand him a card, I don't have to get out of the car. That's cool.
Or he'll have a little square or something you can scan with.
Yeah. Like, that concept that, and the space is gone now, but there was this concept downtown Greenville, and it's probably, quickly, what year is it? Hurry, what year is it?
Go. 23.
No, it's not. 25. But anyway, it was this idea where it was a longer building, and it was about the width of three cars, and it was a long convenience store that you drove your car through. And they had four people in there, two at the end, two at the other end. And you would say, I want a Snickers. I need to get a Diet Coke. I need to get some guacamole. I don't know. I just made that up. That's a little fun little thing there. I don't like guacamole. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like You're guacamole. I don't like holy moly.
It's good.
Roly polies.
Rallos.
Rallos. You got to ask for the Rallos. Let me get the Rallos.
I like that Ralph Lauren Polo.
I do. Not the fragrance, but.
Oh, Polo Sport was. Smells like high school.
Good.
Very strong.
I go back to it. Polo Sport, Tommy, Cool Water, Curve. That was the rotation for a late 90s high schooler.
Yes, Cool Water.
Dude, not girl.
David off.
Girl's a lesbian if she wore that stuff, which is cool. But, yeah. You know, just saying.
Yeah, I think my brother wore Cool Water.
See, Curve got cheap when they started. See, the bottles used to be green, and then they started wrapping the white bottle in a green plastic for the label.
Oh.
As a cheap move, because I know I buy a lot of green glass, and it's expensive, but it makes the insides last longer than just a white bottle. I mean, it does. Like, that's part of the reason why my bottles are green, A, for Greenville, and I wanted to be different because all the other ones are brown.
But you don't have to pay a premium, do you?
I wouldn't. A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit. But it's because of the Boston round top. I don't do the eyedropper thing. I always thought that was the stupidest thing in the world. You're going to be going down the road. Which hand's holding the wheel if you're going to sit there and squirt a big eyedropper? And I mean, you got to think on the go with this stuff. I got a 3.5 mist on the end.
The spray is probably the best.
That's not like I'm talking about a race car right now. I'm talking about a little bottle.
The spray has to be the best idea. Yeah. Maybe just a little. Spray here, spray there.
Yeah.
You spray it on your downstairs hair even if you wanted to.
Sure.
Ow. Alcohol down there.
You can style it like devil horns.
Oh man, take some of the
And your gimmick can be the nose.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Here's the horns, here's like steeple in the people.
Open the door and there's the people.
Steeple in the people.
Zip the fly.
Sounds like the nose. Cartoon.
People are enjoying the conversation. Someone says, oh, my God, I'm horse laughing at this.
What is that? God, man, I knew a girl that kind of laughed like I think I know what that is.
No, that's a donkey.
Oh.
I went to high school with a girl. When she got going, she had to stop and breathe. Like, she couldn't breathe for a second because it was her laugh or deep breaths like
Oh, was she going like Revenge of the Nerds?
Yeah. I was like, what are you doing?
Like Eddie Murphy had like a slow little horse laugh, you know.
I know another guy I went to school with.
Holy crap, that's Donkey.
That's where Donkey started?
Right?
I don't know.
No, that's Donkey, though. He is the voice of a donkey.
Yeah, he is.
He is.
But that sounds like a donkey laugh.
Which is real weird when you watch the documentary, because you hear donkey if you close your eyes, and then the stuff he says, donkey would never say.
Oh.
Donkey would not use the N-word as much as Eddie Murphy does.
Well,
I wouldn't think.
I know. I've not met donkey. I would assume as a person of color, he would probably feel the same way.
And I'm not talking about Eddie Murphy using it like rappers. He like uses it like he would impersonate a white person using it.
Yeah.
Which is something you should never laugh at. But when he says it, somehow it's funny.
Yeah.
I guess because he's Eddie Murphy. But he said it a lot in the documentary. I was like, man, come on.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
And I feel like I shouldn't be laughing at this, but the way he talked about old Hollywood.
That was the part that was kind of like... Man, it's got to be weird for him. But at the same time, like, you got great stories from that, and all those people are dead now, for the majority.
Man, maybe that's part of his genius. He cracks himself up. When he was working the puppets,
oh yeah,
he was laughing like hell.
That's a weird thing. There's a lot of comedians and entertainers or whatever that like are into ventriloquism. Is that right?
I think it is, actually.
Man, I'm really like surprising myself. I've started reading more. I sit there for an hour on one page trying to
read The Secret.
Oh, dude, you know better than that.
Did you read the Kama Sutra?
I read that, and what I got it on VHS.
The Chinese thought
or not DVD.
Chinese thought highly of themselves when it comes to the girth department. If you read the Kama Sutra.
Oh, yeah?
Like, the artist took some liberties, to say the least.
Were they the ones in the Bible with the emissions of a goat? Or a donkey.
What are the emissions of a goat? You doo-doo like little balls?
I don't. Yeah, ghosts. I know. It's like, oh, look, fresh blueberries. Nope.
It's not.
No, it ain't.
It's like a lottery tumbler of doo-doo.
It's wild. It's just wild. And it, like, it...
Some of it's like a cold manure, instantly. I don't know which type of goats.
Cold?
Yeah, it's called cold manure, like you throw in your garden.
Yeah. But it arrives cold?
No, I think it's just it's a term they call it, because you can instantly use it. I think that's what it was, like what it used to be. But not all goats can, because, you know, like if you throw a human doo-doo in your corn, which is ironic, it's not going to help it grow. He really is.
It's ironic, don't you think?
That's not the song.
In the theater.
You got me thinking about karaoke now.
I love that song.
Are you a version of me?
Oh, she's going to bleep her. Is she going to bleep herself?
When you bleep her.
You know, the person in question that was going around the party, I sent some company points to. I said, you earned it, you party animal. And then the person replied back, it was a lot more fun in person.
Dude, I'm telling you.
I'm not missing another one.
You have to not.
I told her, you better still be working here next year. And I want to be solicited for cocaine, too. So
I make sure it's getting part of the one. I don't want the bad part to be on here, but I got the one part I want to hear. Hold on.
I might have the other one.
We'll just keep talking. I can hear it in the background. I just don't want to.
I think I got it.
I tried to play something off my phone the other day, and it dropped a big S-bomb. It's like, uh-oh. If I get in trouble, I'm saying it. I'm not going to let anybody else say it.
That's right.
You got dibs on it.
Go for it. Own it.
Is this it right here? Oh, I got it right here. You ready? Yeah. That's you.
That's me.
I got Allison up.
Shut up, JJ.
JJ? Hey, right over here. She tails off, but she does the hands when she says the F word.
Oh, like she's like.
I wonder what the boss is like. I would love seeing the look on his face when you heard it. I wonder if she's going to cut that out.
He was dancing over there.
He was. He was getting down.
He was getting down tonight.
He was cutting a nice hardwood floor. Yeah. No rugs in that place.
No rugs in that place?
Oh, no. $1 million floors.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's more money on that side of the hill than most of the upstate combined.
Well, you know.
Got to have a nice place to have a party.
That's what it's all about. You know, he told me, he said, we moved here because they had a nice clubhouse and we wanted to have a party for you guys.
Because I got tired of going to the same cafe over and over and over.
Can I get an amen?
Okay, I'm going to walk in. The floor is going to creak. The chicken finger bar is going to be to the left.
To the left.
The bathroom people hook up in is going to be in the back corner.
To the left.
And then the back door to people leave the party early to hook up with each other outside of the party.
Is that what goes down?
That's what went down for 3 years in a row for a little bit there.
That was, you know, and there's a new one now, but they, you know, we've been to the Sodom and Gomorrah's of bars. We really have.
You tell a lot about people at company parties. Who wants to hook up? Who's going to hook up? I mean, hell, the guy that called yesterday. Unanimous.
Oh, God. Oh, I know. Maybe at some point today we'll read some of those emails, too, where people saying we gave the wrong advice to him. Not everybody said we gave him the wrong advice. But, like, I don't know why you would go back and start apologizing to her. Like, she's, you know, oh, we'll bring it up later. But she was a hussy.
If he's got any time off coming up, he better let it die down and don't bring it back up.
I want to check out your Italian beef.
He sounded a little simpish, so he probably is going to pursue it.
You know what you can give me for the new year? Don't say that word no more.
Is that your resolution?
My resolution is to not hear you say that. Unless you're talking about the swinger capital of the world, and that is Simpsonville, South Carolina.
Oh, it is.
It is. It
really Shout is. Out.
A lot of people don't know that, you know, who was it? Kim Basinger, she bought a town in Georgia.
Did she buy
a
Winder?
No. It was, start with a B. I can't remember.
Oh, dang it. What was it?
Bastard.
Georgia. Close to Atlanta.
Somewhere like
this side of Atlanta.
And then people don't realize that the same thing happened up here, the upstate. O.J. Simpson bought Simpsonville. And then all the stuff happened, and they tried to brush it under the rug. It was O.J. Simpsonville.
The house near here with the upside-down pineapple flag. Mm. But that's where it starts.
Yeah, it does.
I heard about your subdivisions in Simpsonville.
Your iconography.
Hosting your parties?
Yes.
Yeah. Same people that rent out floors at local hotels?
See, I was thinking the other night, I was surrounded by some swingeries.
Swingeries.
Yeah. Because it's like they're all just like, I don't know. It just felt like an odd collective of people that, and they were evenly matched. It was so weird. Paige, yeah. You into swinging or?
No.
Yeah.
I know swingers.
Yeah.
They're nice people. It's just not my thing.
Yeah, I just
people are real fascinated by it.
I am fascinated by it. Enough to go try it out and watch.
Nah.
It's like one of those things people think everybody's hooking up with each other.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you know somebody gay, they're going to try to make out with you.
I've had that whole voyeur
logic.
I won't go to Hollywood.
That whole logic.
Yeah, I'm a performance artist. I'm not a voyeur. I don't want to watch other people do it. I want to.
Do it
myself.
Nice. You're going to jump in with...
I don't even watch porn.
With a mouth wide open and two hands ready.
Just one person at the time. That's all I can handle.
Well, you would not blink down on him in a theater?
I don't know. Depends on how passionate we are.
He's talking about pee from the balcony.
No, never.
No, when
I pour soup on anybody either.
I need
either.
You to level know, up I, your I the fun game.
I should get a little wild.
Ooh, I like that euphemism, pour soup on somebody. Let's call it that.
Huh?
You know, pour soup all over somebody.
Oh, they used to do that.
Call what that?
Peeing. Poured in soup.
That's gross.
No, well, that's what I said. She said pour soup.
People poured soup on people in California, in the balconies. Yeah. You don't want to sit down there at a theater.
Keep winking at me.
Who has soup at a movie theater?
There was just high school kids are mean.
Like they
somebody set somebody up at the theater. And
so they brought a can of soup
and
in?
And dumped it on her. In the middle of a movie.
That's a bitch move right
it
there.
It is.
It's messed up.
Don't ever break up better. With that guy, because he'll get you back.
That's like low-rent Carrie, you know?
That's what it was. It was like tomato soup all over. It was awful. Christ.
Yeah. I'll never go to California again.
Oh my God, I wouldn't either because of that. That was awful.
I'll be courted by a man or messed with in the movie theaters.
Or get urinated upon in public in the San Francisco Pride Parade, and the cops won't do anything about it.
That attacks their freedom.
It's wild. I'm like, there's kids out here, man.
But then, do you not understand then how that stuff progresses? Say, well, my freedom is to show my anger by snatching and grabbing.
Yep.
Like it becomes part of this horse ass. Merry Christmas.
Everybody
Merry
got a loop.
Christmas. It's here in 8 days, Paige. Oh, my God.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah. We got to work 8 more days until Christmas. That's messed
Bull,
up.
Dude, this is the last show of the year.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
I'm Paige.
Some bitch.
And our headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric today. Well, there is a new dating trend out here that you're probably going to have a few comments, hopefully, to say about this. Yes. How about outsourcing your dating accounts, your online dating accounts, to somebody else to handle them?
Oh, that's asking to be hacked, messed with.
You mean where you like get a friend to pick out the guy for you or whatever?
Even worse, there's a new trend for the Gen Z generation. Now they're actively inviting their mother to intrude on their love life. According to the Wall Street Journal.
Oh, no, that's not a good idea.
They have a story that single
is
people.
Is this for a reality show, though? That's what it sounds like it is.
Disaster.
You're going to go out with the mom. She's going to ask you about who you are. And then the next night, you go out with the daughter.
You know, there's two types of moms, right? There's the overprotective, no girl's good enough. And then there's the other weird mom that thinks too much of their kid, like. She would tell the girl, my son's real good looking. He's a good looking kid. Oh, yeah. You gotta go, like, come on.
There's a third mom, though, that wants
him, weird.
Him to be with a particular girl because she likes that girl and wants to be friends with her.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've seen that.
That's even weirder.
I've seen that myself.
Well, single
That's
people.
That's kind of wild.
They're outsourcing their dating accounts and letting their parents take over on apps like Bumble and Hinge and Tinder, but that just seems
I'm worried for y'all's generation. I really am.
It could be.
You don't like leaving the house no more?
No. It could be a good idea if you're a single dude and your dad's looking through these chicks. Like, hey, hook up with this girl.
Oh, he's calling me after. How was she?
It was whenever my
God, I couldn't imagine my mom is like, why'd you blow it with him?
Whenever my dad would talk about a girl, he would like always talk about her, jugs, but like he would always measure them by like his fingers and say she's got like blankies that big around. I was like, well, what does that mean? Like,
my dad used fruit as the example.
Good Lord.
Yeah, pears frequently would come up.
It's like that big around. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Is that just that part?
You're saying, was that just the size of the nipple?
Like, what are we talking about that big around?
Yeah.
Cantaloupes.
Yeah, sure. Blankies that big around.
Have you ever thought about that with you? Or
Having my mom take over?
No, I was talking about what vegetable your breasts look like.
Probably cantaloupes. Tiny lemons.
Sweet potatoes.
Oh,
sweet
my potatoes. God. The end of your nipple looks like a tiny lemon.
They look like eggplants. I need a special
one. Wait a minute. Some guy there?
We're not talking about what's between them.
Should have been TFing.
Might be a good idea to let your brother take over your accounts.
Oh, Lord, my God.
He might pick you out a good dude.
Let Art do it.
Yeah, that would be a disaster. It'd be every dude that he... Well, never mind, because I dated a lot of his friends. It would be a good idea.
Paige, quit banging my friends. I can't bring them over.
No, man.
Well, it was like, we had the party house, so, I just happened.
You're like little Bill's wife in Boogie Nights. He just walks in the room and she's hooking up with a guy.
No.
Make sure you change the sheets.
No.
She says, what the f*** are you doing?
I usually stayed upstairs while they were downstairs because that's where the TV and everybody was in the den. So, because the den was right off the pool.
Mm.
So that, it's easy access and they'd probably get stoned or whatever they were doing.
Oh, really?
Because they were bad kids. And I was upstairs in my...
I got stoned with you before. What are you even talking about?
She probably... Hit it pretty hard too.
Actually, it wasn't very good stuff. It was a listener provision. And,
but I usually stayed up in my room.
Wait, I thought you loved the show. This weed sucks.
Wouldn't you know we would like better weed than that, pal? But thanks. But I sound like Kevin Nash when I gave him that bottle of wine.
Hey,
thanks for the wine.
Oh yeah,
Coppola, that's the good stuff. Okay,
it's all right.
He's got a foot on it. Let me put it over here in the locker room. He kind of rolled his eyes. Yeah, I should kick you out of the NNWO for this.
Give me back your stripes.
He just kind of tails off at the end. I'm not going to drag this all day.
Next thing you know, he just lays it down empty. There it is. Done. Recycle it.
Just like when the first time we had Nash in studio, we had an appearance that night. At the old Chiefs in Easley.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, hey, we said, hey, Kevin, you want to go too? He's like, oh, yeah, I'll be there.
I'll see you there.
And we were like, God, we were such dummies. We're like, Kevin Nash is coming tonight. This is going to be awesome. Did not show.
I will say, I did not ever think he was ever coming.
I thought I was going to party with Kevin Nash.
I never did. Now, I did party with Kevin Nash at, what was the place called over here in the corner? When it was a restaurant. It's now... We did an event in the new restaurant there one night, too. I'm not name-dropping it out of spite. I just can't think of what it's called. It's the one across from the Eye Care Center, across the street.
Oh, you're talking about Doc's over here?
Doc's Tavern.
Yeah.
What was it called prior to that?
Was it Friars before that?
Was it Friars?
That sounds familiar.
Anyway, that's where I went to... dinner with Kevin Nash.
So I took the Calzone Challenge.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh yeah, we used to have. They named Calzones after us.
Yeah,
yeah, I remember that.
I did not finish the big one. It was like 10 pounds.
Well, that was
Jesus.
Yeah.
What was in it?
Everything.
Every meat you can imagine. Oh. So much cheese.
Italian beef.
I could have went with some vegetables. Did not.
Not the vegetables. Don't like
them. No, they didn't have handicap parking.
If you put a vegetable in it, I'm not going to eat it.
It's crazy.
He's so silly.
He's so silly. He's so crazy. Hey, serious question, though.
Oh, Lord.
What's up in the Plex?
Nothing.
Oh, nothing?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Sports coming up next. I'm paging those Your Eyes Guys headlines.
Thank you.
Well. We will talk about.
How'd your kids? How'd your wife?
Oh, Lord. You can get me on that again. Mick Foley.
I was talking about it all day yesterday.
A guy who loves Christmas.
Yeah.
One of the many faces of Foley.
He has a Christmas room year-round in his home.
Oh.
We might never see him again in WWE.
Why?
There's a little tiff. I'll tell you what's up. Mick's got some issues with wrestling, you could say. Specifically, the WWE.
Cena?
No, nothing to do with Cena. Oh. Not how that was booked. Look at Gunnar, man. Gunnar's got some heat.
I keep have it going. Never heard so much real heat out of a crowd.
He don't like it.
The man who's sitting in that chair right there that Paige is in right now.
Oh, yeah.
Paige, did you sniff the seat before you sat down into it?
No.
Okay. I know you're a seat sniffer. I didn't know.
Not generally.
The guy that would not accept my Vienna sausages from his home country.
They were Vieners.
He was cute and very, very polite.
And he made a million kids cry the other night, Paige, when he retired John Cena.
I thought that one kid was going to crawl the barrier and try to smack him.
You talking about the what my mom would have called that husky kid?
Oh, yeah, he was husky.
I felt that was a little Hollywood.
Well, then that kid's a great actor because he was getting into it.
Yeah.
He was mad.
Yeah.
Mad at Gunnar.
I can't. Foley, though, has, you know, he's one of those guys where he's been to every alternative spot there is. Went to TNA for years, left, came back. No, he's never done AEW.
Oh. Could that be a possible destination?
Yeah, but he doesn't wrestle anymore. And, you know, that's,
It's Foley's baby boy.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do that and a whole lot more next. Because you know why? Because you got over 3 hours of us to deal with. All right, buddy? Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron... There's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Oh, Mick Foley's having a tiff with WWE. Win one for the Micker, I believe is the saying.
Yeah, Kane Dewey.
If you had to guess one reason why he would, what this could be centered around, what would you guess?
Because
he's pretty outspoken.
I would say one of two things. It's either Linda McMahon being in Trump's cabinet because he hates Donald Trump. Is that right?
Well, you just got me thinking of how, you know, Linda McMahon could come through here and nobody gives us a heads up. You know,
when?
Not thinking we wouldn't want to talk to her. Yesterday she was here.
Why?
She was in Pelzer for a little bit, then she was in Greenville.
She came to this building?
Not this building, but she was in the area in the upstate doing her little tour.
Well, what would you have done if you had known?
What do you mean?
You said you wish you had had a heads up. You would have tried to go into that school?
No, try to interview her. Like, bring her here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Well, I'm going to go to a school.
But, you know, she wouldn't like, you know. I mean, I'd ask her governmental stuff, but I'd want to know, you know, stuff she wouldn't.
I want to know how she kept a straight face during that entire angle.
She's got a wild eye.
While she was in a coma, and then she just woke up.
I loved that.
At the end of the car, what a swerve.
What a low blow that was. So good.
Yeah, she probably don't want to talk about wrestling. She wants to talk about kids.
Yeah.
I'd say, why do you want to talk about kids? You're supposed to be dismantling the very department you got hired for.
So, God, that makes sense now. Because I drove by a school yesterday. I think it was yesterday. And there was a small little protest of, I assume, teachers saying, don't cut our budget.
Oh, yeah, because they lose a couple of positions each year. I think each district does.
That's okay.
Well, plus, I know a lot of teachers that I know didn't support Ellen Weaver anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a different story. But you got it right. Mick Foley, he says as long as Trump is president, he's not going to have any association with WWE.
Is that? Wow.
Because, you know, he's...
You know, see, that's the part of America I don't understand. These people that say, I won't participate in this. I won't... Like, even Bad Bunny... I want all your money, but I won't go and perform concerts because you're using it as a way to take my people out.
I mean, I get it from that sense. Like, it kind of makes sense that, like, that would be something, you know, ICE might try, do you think? I mean, if you were ICE, though, why would you not try it? It would be a strategy.
I bet you go, and I bet you the majority of people at a Bad Bunny concert in somewhere like Charlotte are not even going to be... you know, Puerto Ricans, which is what he is.
Yeah.
I mean, he is.
I mean, there could be some illegal people there. I don't know. I would be nervous, too, if I were.
You know, well, then that's white. Where you set your ass at home, and you're losing that freedom because you ain't on the books. It's not a hard game to understand.
You take a big gamble, which I don't like. Look.
Like the ones that were going to the protest, that was stupid. I mean, isn't it stupid? If you're in somewhere illegally and there's a protest agreeing with you, like, yeah, you shouldn't make it go, why would you go?
It's not smart. There's no self-preservation at all if your status is in question.
You already know about the Flock cameras. I told you. Look them up.
We had
Flock. It's spelled just as it is.
Why did Mick have to announce it? Why didn't he just... write it out till Trump's not president anymore.
Somebody probably asked him on some podcast that, or he's making a play to maybe get a little money at AEW. I don't know.
Plus, if you're seeing this from both sides, if you are Trump himself, wouldn't you want to try to keep that job as long as you could? I would be looking at ways to try not to leave.
Trump, as a WWE Hall of Famer, should ask the other WWE Hall of Famers if they should now kick Oh. Mick Foley out.
Do we want Mick out? We don't like Mick anymore.
Why does he not want to be part of our company anymore, WWE?
Why does? Do you think Trump will address that tonight when he talks to the country?
I hope so.
He'll talk about Mick.
I hope he pulls out a little sock that's got George Washington on it. He's like, George, what should I do? What should I do with the Micker?
What should we do with Mick?
Should
what
we should do with mankind?
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.